It's been forever. It feels like, oh my goodness, how are you? Like, that's my first question. My first question is, how are you? Like, and I really mean that. Like, think about that for a second. How are you? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? You know, because we ask that question a lot to people, and we know everyone gives the same kind of generic answer. But sometimes we never check in and know how we're feeling. Like, what is the feeling? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling a little doubtful? Are you feeling a little uncertain? How are you feeling? I'm feeling, I'd say, a little bit, in a sense, a little bit, I've got things, I'm holding it together. That's the easiest way to say it. I'm holding it together. And, you know, I haven't recorded a podcast in a while, and some of you didn't notice because some of you guys have been just catching up to former episodes. We had one episode from the van floor that's done very well. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I can't even remember what I was saying on it. But a lot's been going on the last few months. You know, I've been doing a lot, and I think we're always doing a lot. And I think, you know, one book I'd like to recommend, which might be one of my favorite books of all time, probably in the top four, that would be The Mountain Is You, is the name of that movie. I think it's by someone, Brianna West or something like that. Don't know her name exactly. But I say that's a book that's really caught me lately. And one of the things that she said in it was that people who are busy all the time are just distracting themselves from themselves. And I kind of took that really to heart of like, what have I been distracting myself from? Why have I just need to be so busy? What's been going on? And what is it that makes me feel like I have to keep doing exactly what I'm doing? Is there some outside pressure that's pushing me to do something, even though I'm being, my soul's being told to do other things? You know, it's hard to move forward when you're standing in the ruins of your older self, I've read lately. And I think for me, it was like, I needed to get this together, and I needed to do it in a place where it was kind of away from everyone. You know, because I don't know if I took it to heart a lot, but people's words, they do matter. And we can try to act like it doesn't matter or listen to that, but sometimes it's best just to give yourself some space about whatever it is, good or bad. And I don't know if that's the lesson from today's episode or just something that I needed to share with you all or with someone, because you guys know here in the podcast, you guys are more close to me than anyone else on any other social platform. And I think in between everything that I've been doing the last few months, you know, in the last, as I think about it, the last 7 months, you know, five of those months I've been on the road, on the go, and trying to create and share. And as I've been doing that, I've realized that space is okay. You know, if you want to use the axe, sharpen it. You got to sharpen the axe if you want to keep using it. And for me, I feel like I've had my axe sharpening in so many different ways, and I'm still in the process of it. But I feel like it's time to get back here in the podcast. I feel like it was here to record an episode, to really check on you. How you're doing, how you're feeling, what's been going on. What books are you reading? Send me an email, lukelifecharms@gmail.com. I've had such a pleasure talking to you all via email, and I've been getting so much more ideas for future pieces of content to come out based off of the questions that I get via email, because those are usually sincere with a lot of context to it. So this is just a hello and welcome back to you for being here. And just to be aware how you're feeling. And I'll speak to you really soon here in the podcast. Great to be back. Great to have you here. And maybe after this podcast is over, before you jump into maybe scrolling on social media or getting back to work, what if you just took maybe two or three big, deep breaths and looked up at the sky and closed your eyes? How would that feel? And with that being said, I'll speak to you in the next episode.